Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cryptic Commander. I am John Nosay.
And I'm Matthew Provins.
And we have a special guest with us, so let's just go ahead and introduce him.
I was going to say, what's up, everybody? This is MT Genius, and I'm glad to be here on the Cryptic Commander podcast.
So today's Friday, the 31st of July, and Gen Con hasn't gone on yet. Am I reading that right? Gen Con hasn't happened yet?
No.
Okay.
It has not happened yet.
So I did see a few things about Mark Rosewater coming on talking about the new set boosters coming out. And we touched base a little bit about this on our last podcast. You guys see what I'm talking about, right? Set boosters?
Yeah, the new set boosters.
I've seen all the stuff that they're releasing, all the artwork on the boxes and everything. I mean, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited for the set boosters. Like I said in the last podcast, I believe the collectivity, the collectability of these booster packs is gonna, you know, increase from the previous packs how they were before, and it's gonna bring, like I said before, with the new Zendikar coming out, it's gonna bring a little bit of that nostalgia back for the older players.
Okay, you know, I try to follow standard as much as possible. You know, I can't say that I follow every set that comes out, and I have to get copies of all the powerful cards because I'm not that rich, you know. but you know, the gold artist version, I'm saying this wrong. So they got art cards that are coming out in the first phase. So they come out in phases. Like they got the art cards, land cards, the welcome slot, the firework slot. You know, they got different variants. I wasn't there in standard when they had the art cards, or what was that, Modern Horizons, those art cards came out in.
Yeah, Modern Horizons. Okay. Yeah, like I said before, I was very, very excited when they had the art cards coming out, and I was actually planning on like designing a playmat out of those artworks. That never came to fruition, but I still hope to one day do it.
So they put out on a publication that there's a 25% chance that those token slots, like the very last section of the set booster, the token, 25% chance you're actually going to get a card from the list. And they're not talking about the reserve list. They're talking about a list of 300 cards reprinted throughout Magic the Gathering's history. Yep. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, it's kind of like priceless treasures.
I mean, it depends. I mean, would they all be, you know, regular bears, 2/2 bears with a casting cost of one green and one other, you know?
Yeah. I'm very excited. If it's anything like the previous Zendikar, it's going to be more high-value cards and be those priceless treasures or masterpieces or whatever you want to call them.
I don't know. Wes, what do you think? I think, in my opinion, it's going to be more than that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved the lottery cards when they did them with Zendikar, when they did them with Amonkhet, with the invocations and the expeditions. If they're feeling like they need to bring them back around, and especially if there's, you said a 25% chance, that's seemingly pretty high. But yeah, like if they have alternate artworks and they have, you know, they look better. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are excited for them.
You know, and I'm loving everything you said right there, Wes. One of the things that I'm keeping in the back of my head here is a lot of people, and I'm not one of them, but a lot of people are saying that these seem like loot crates from a mobile game.
Yeah.
I can see the comparison.
You know, I mean, with your first sentence that you said, you know, if they're bringing back the lottery cards.
And expeditions, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that runs in my head. They don't do this with every set. I noticed they did it with Kaladesh, but they didn't do it with Aether Revolt. Am I saying that right? Or did they do that with Aether Revolt? They maybe came out with sorceries or something? Or was it on?
I think they were. It was both sets. I'm pretty sure Kaladesh had the masterpieces were in Kaladesh, and then Amonkhet had invocations, which spilled over into Hour of Devastation.
Yeah.
Okay, so they did. But they don't come out with these masterpiece cards in every set, though.
No, not since Hour of Devastation, I don't believe.
Right. And I'm glad when they do, but just like everybody else that plays Magic, man, you want those lottery cards. You really do. I mean, I do. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, I pulled a Damnation out of an Hour of Devastation pack once, and I flipped out. You know, like I was like, "Wow, this card's amazing!" You know,
you still have and, that. Exactly. You still have that card.
Right? I do not have that card currently. No, not anymore. I sold it a while ago.
I don't blame you. I wonder.
Yeah, it was like $125. Yeah.
Wow. Like, come on, man. You know, I remember getting a Smuggler's Copter when they were like $30. They were standard legal. You know, a looter scooter. You know, I think a lot of people know who what I'm talking about. It's just an artifact vehicle that, you know, you pay two to bring it out. It's an artifact vehicle. You tap one to crew it or something, and it's a flying 2/2. Anyway, you loot with it. You draw a card, discard a card. Every deck had that card. We've mentioned it before on the podcast. Yep. And I quickly turned around and sold it for the $30. Or maybe it was, you get so much store credit or so much cash. I only got like 10 or 15, whatever it was. And I knew that they were talking about banning it, you know, so I don't blame you for getting rid of that Damnation, man. And not for the reason I just mentioned. But another thing, too, while we're sort of talking about the same thing here, set boosters, they do mention, and I think it was Mark Rosewater that said they are going to be about $1 more than the regular draft booster packs.
Yeah, I've noticed that, like, on eBay and Amazon pre-sales, that the pack, like the boxes themselves, only vary $5 or $6, but if you go to the separate packs themselves, each one is about $1 difference in price. And I just found that very interesting, and people were coming to me, they're like, is this a pricing mistake? It just seems like such a minuscule difference.
Well, Matt, you are seeing prices though. You are seeing prices for this, and only about $1 difference. Whoa.
Yep.
Because I know Wizards got rid of the manufactured suggested retail price.
Yeah, because I was on eBay and I saw the regular box was like about $121, and then the set box was only about $126, $127. Now, that was a few days ago. That could have changed, but that's what I saw at that time.
Well, I do want to break here real quick and make a news announcement that Hasbro does report Paper Magic sales down, but Arena sales are up. They do expect sales to pick up the second half of 2020. And like we all three were mentioning earlier before the podcast started, and we kind of see why, it's obvious.
Yeah. Especially with, you know, Zendikar coming out and that them putting those extra cards in there with the smaller chance of getting them. Well, I mean, higher chance than usual of getting a lottery card per se. That's, I think they're really trying to push those paper sales back up, and it's a perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
I wonder like how recent those actual reportings are, because like ever since this, you know, whole pandemic with everybody having to stay home, and you know, like I feel like people can't really play together as much, but like every time I have gone to like my LGS, or every time that I have gone to Walmart or Meijer or anywhere, like they're always sold out of cards.
Yeah.
Like I was there today, and I picked up the last of the M21 that they had. They had six packs, and that was it.
I think what they're looking at, now I could be wrong, and I'm not an expert on that side of the field, but what I think they're looking at is they can get rid of the stock they have, but there is a distribution problem.
Yes. Okay.
If that makes sense. And I'm not Mr. Know-it-all, but you know, I did ponder on this for the last, you know, however many different reportings that was handed to me before I got the final cut before the show. But I want to let anybody know, if they know more than us, get a hold of us over on the Facebook group, you know, get a hold of us through any Facebook group. The Double Masters is coming out. Double Masters. Gosh, they got some awesome cards, man.
Oh, I'm super excited, man.
They got cards for my cube. Cards for the EDH, what commander deck I'm building.
A lot of modern staples.
Oh man, say it again, Blood Moon.
Well, and crazy. It seems like, you know, they're doing a lot of focus back on Legacy too, especially with the reprinting Force of Will. I was quite surprised and quite happy with that.
Yeah, and not even talking about any of the artwork, because I'm not going to bring any of that stuff over to the podcast, you know. Just talking about the shock and awe factor every time they release one of these cards, because we're still in the middle of a early spoiler season, and the reason is there was some leaks put out, and the way they're doing the spoiler season this year, is rather than, you know, somebody spoiling it or whatever, they actually give content creators for Magic the Gathering, be it YouTube, podcast, you know, Magic the Gathering content creators, man. You got Saffron Olive, Seth, you know, giving out a card of the day, you know, the card, the professor. I loved his video. If you haven't seen that yet, go check that out.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got a card and they're previewing early and they're even letting you know, hey, we got to preview this like a day early or something because there was already a leak and everybody's being forced to release that a day early. But yeah, I mean, every card that keeps coming out every day, because we're still in the middle of the season, it's just amazing, man. You get the swords with Jace the Mind Sculptor. I mean, that brings back Cawblade with, you know, oh man, what are they doing, you know?
I think they're just giving people what they've been asking for, you know? I mean, like, there's a lot of cards on that list that's coming out that are extremely expensive, like Jace the Mind Sculptor, for example. Mm-hmm. And it getting a reprint, I mean, drives that price point down on the aftermarket and allows people to, you know, potentially get those and have access to those cards where they couldn't before. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I remember when Modern Horizons came out, I told everybody, I was like, there's going to be some sort of Legacy Masters thing that's eventually going to come out. And while Double Masters is obviously not specifically just Legacy, they do have a lot of staples in there. Everybody's like, no, Matt, there's no way they're going to reprint cards like Force of Will. Now here we are with a new reprint of Force of Will.
I would have been one of them that said, no, there's no way, man. There's no way.
Yeah, very excited.
You're telling me, man. I mean, there's so many cards in that set, guys. I can't remember them all. I don't want to Google them right now, but I just know that it's amazing. Did you guys see the world's smallest Magic the Gathering cards? There's a lot of...
Oh, man. Those are all the rage right now.
Yeah, it had like Vraska and Jace. It was there. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the only ones I saw. That's the only ones I saw was the Vraska versus Jace.
Yeah. Yeah, people are advertising them all over the place and saying that they're playing with them. They're just tiny cards.
Yeah. I do want to remind our listeners of the Magic the Gathering Arena Historic Open event over on Magic the Gathering Arena. $2,000 cash. There's no pre-qualification needed. And it begins August 1st at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. We've mentioned it before, but I think we're getting down to the wire on that one. So I want to remind everybody about that one. Wes, plug your show, man. Plug your show.
You guys can go check me out on YouTube under MT Genius. That's YouTube.com/C/MTGenius. And then I also have a Facebook that's getting a Facebook page, rather, that is getting a lot of traction lately. And that is Facebook.com/TheRealMTGenius. I do a lot of, I post a lot of memes on there. I do a lot of combo of the day kind of stuff. And I share all my videos that I do on my YouTube. I make a lot of jank decks. I make a lot of weird combos. I kind of just have a lot of fun with it. And that's what I'm here to do. That's what I do.
That sounds awesome, man.
I'm glad you brought up a lot of that. There's two things I want to point out too. One, when you do memes and stuff, am I saying the word right? Memes?
Memes, yeah.
Yes.
Did you see the one with Korn and Karn?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's got the new Karn image. You know, we all know what that looks like, right?
And pretty
dirty. You got the band members of Korn, two of them on the left and two of them on the right, all hugging Karn. That's the funniest one I've seen so far. I mean, I don't know.
That is awesome. I need to search that one up so I can post it in my group.
And Dex,
I got a.
Oh, go ahead.
I seen one. It had like, I don't know if you've ever seen the one with the Hydra. It's got like the two Sirius Hydra, and it's got the derpy looking Hydra, like kind of just sitting there looking at it. And it's got the other. It's got the Karn liberated head on the one. It's got the Karn from Dominaria. I can't remember what it's called right now. Scion of Urza. It's got that head right there, and then it's got the new one on the side, and it looks hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that sounds funny. I haven't seen that one yet. And then another one is Dex. Interesting deck builds. You talked about that's what you do a lot on your show, and I want to bring that up right now because we had somebody reach out on a Facebook group, and it's not one of yours, not one of mine. But it's one of the Magic the Gathering Facebook groups. And they said, hey, this Cryptic Commander podcast thing, I'd like to hear on that podcast about weird deck builds. And that's a good idea. And I could probably pop open Magic the Gathering Arena and just give them, this is what I'm running. I mean, this is like, I'm running a mono blue deck, so I don't know how long that would take, like a couple seconds maybe or something. I can do that on the next show or something. But it's just an idea. And Wes, do you have a Magic the Gathering deck that's on Arena that's not one? And the question from one of the listeners is really, they're tired of the same old deck on Magic the Gathering Arena. And I'm guessing it's one of the top eights, Do you have anything Do you have anything you're currently playing with that's a good brew that's out of the norm that you could share with the listeners?
I don't really go too far into the competitive side of stuff. Like, I try to make my decks as competitive as they can be. Sure. But I made a deck I called Nine Reversals, which used nine lives and roll reversal. And you pretty much just proliferate nine lives and you get it up to like 7-8 counters. And then you would switch it with something that the opponent has and then attack in and kill them with the nine lives trigger, which, I mean, that was exciting. I also did Teferi's Tutelage, which is a pretty hot card everybody seems to like, with Song of Mill or Song of Creation. I called it Song of Mill, where every spell you cast, you draw two cards. So then you just constantly just run cantrips and then you just mill the opponent out. I mean, there's a lot of fun things that you can do.
Okay. Yeah. And I know that on your show, on your YouTube show, you've been pushing those ideas a lot too on the different decks. So I will share one of my decks that I play on Magic the Gathering Arena. That's mono blue. I know a lot of people hate mono blue. My version that I'm using doesn't have a lot of counter spells in there. I don't even know if it has a single copy of a counter spell, but I'll check that out. But I think it's an interesting question that was brought up, and I think we can appease that audience. I think we can do that. Zendikar Rising coming up. It's a fall set, September 17th on Arena and September 25th in paper. The set will be land focused, plus six new dual lands Mark Rosewater designed a long time ago. And who knows what that is?
Oh, I'm scared.
Yeah. it could be this. I don't know, man. Well, you get put fade counters on it, they're talking about bringing back different mechanics from the past too in that set. So I'm curious, is it banding that's been errated?
I'd love for banding to come back. I just love banding so much, and I've built so many decks around banding that if they like brought a new version of banding back, I would be the happiest person alive.
Now, we don't like to spread rumors on the show. So we do see on the imaging they're using for the Zendikar Rising, I think that's what it's called. They have pictures of the booster packs with Jace, Nissa, and Nahiri. So
Omnath.
And Omnath,
I forgot. I didn't see the picture.
With a fourth color.
I heard that though. I think it was a YouTube video I was listening to. And they were talking about he's gonna be black maybe or something, but they don't know, but it's a guess. He's going to be a different color. Yes, that's going to be interesting, man. I heard a long time ago that one of the planeswalkers is going to be like in a different color you wouldn't expect. Okay, and this is what I heard when mystery boosters came out, and again, we don't like to talk about rumors on the show, but this back then, that's what I heard. And to hear that it could be him, that I think that it sometimes can get overwhelming with all the Magic the Gathering products that are coming out with it. You got draft boosters, set boosters, theme boosters, collector boosters, VIP boosters, fall sets, winter sets, summer sets, spring sets, core sets, master sets, Modern Horizons, maybe Modern Horizons 2, whatever they're going to call it, from the vault, spell books. I mean, people, let me slow down and back up. It's a lot to take in. And I know I hear you guys chuckling too, okay? I don't know how many listeners are going to chuckle. I don't know how many listeners are going to get upset with that, but sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming.
Yeah, well, and that's not even accounting the online formats.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a poll the other day. How much did you sink into the Magic the Gathering Arena? You know, I think I put $5 into it, you know.
I've put a total of $50, and I've been playing since, like, the beta testing. So, not terrible, but kind of wish I hadn't.
How about you, Wes?
Oh, it's probably upwards of $300-$400.
Yeah.
I was spending about $20 a check for a long while. So
I don't blame you, bro. I don't blame you. If I had the extra cheddar, if I didn't have four dogs to feed. but that's all I really had. In Double Masters on Magic the Gathering online and paper, you'll get to have two pulls for your first pick. I like that. And that's going to be the digital realm and in real life. So when you go draft, you have two picks on your first pull. Oh, man. Before we do end the show today, we got to do card of the day. And in all honesty, guys, I'm glad there's three of us on the show today because the last two episodes, I didn't do a card of the day. So, you know, so me and Matt thought that it would be a cool idea that each one of us come up with a card of the day. And we're going to start with, I think it was Matt first and then me and then Wesley, right?
Yeah, so for the card of the day, all I'm going to do is say the name of the card, the set it's from, what it does, and then its quote.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You can do as little or as much information about the card of the day as you want.
Of course, of course. So all I did was go to gather.wizards. All I did was press randomize, and I got Knight of the Kitchen Sink. Now that is a 2-white mana card from Unstable. And I thought it was hilarious that that was the card I got. I was hoping it was going to be something super janky and fun. What Knight of the Kitchen Sink does, it has first strike, protection from odd collector numbers. And the text says, "Ooh, for a minute, I thought I'd forgotten the Melon Baller." And that's just an example of, you know, a bunch of the text from Unstable. It's always been fun and janky and just a great type of set to play around.
That's a hard one to follow, Matt.
Yep.
Mine is actually, I didn't even think about it, but it's going to be reprinted in the new Double Masters. Stoneforge Mystic is my card of the day.
Yeah.
Nice. And
that is one white, one other creature, core artificer. When Stoneforge Mystic enters the battlefield, you may search your library for an equipment card, reveal it, put it in your hand, and shuffle your library. It does have a bottom ability, pay one white and one other, also tap it. You may put an equipment card from your hand onto the battlefield. Just a little side note on this card. When this came out in World Wake, this guy was only $1, and we were throwing him away like it was nothing.
Yep.
Just to let a lot of people know.
Yeah, I remember having so many copies of that card, and now it's quite a pricey card, and I'm regretting trading so many or giving so many away.
I think it's right around $100. But anyway, yep. Wes, what is your card of the day?
My card of the day is Natural Affinity. It is a 2 and a green for an instant from 8th edition, I believe is when it was originally printed. And it reads, until end of turn, all lands become 2/2 creatures that are still lands. And I play Commander quite often. Okay, and I like to build trolley kind of commander decks, and this is a card that I love to use, especially when somebody board wipes. I'm like, in response, everybody's lands are creatures. Now nobody has lands.
Yeah. Oh, man. You would hate to be on the receiving end of that one.
For sure.
I think it's going to do it for today's show. We do have another surprise for our listeners. There's going to be another podcast tomorrow, so stay tuned. Keep by your cell phones, keep by your iPods, keep by your MacBooks, keep by your smart fridges, if that's how you get the podcast. But is there anything else anybody want to say? Because I know that we are running out of time.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good too. I'm just here for the combo.
Yeah.
Well, Wes, we really appreciate you having on the podcast, man. And
thank you for being here.
You know,
thank you for having me. I'll be back anytime you guys need me.
I thought about throwing one of us over here at the Cryptic Commander podcast over on your side for a while and be like, hey, you know, we're gonna help you do some YouTube videos or something. I don't know. We thought about that earlier, because you're so cool, man. You really help out the community, and you understand where we're coming from with our mission statement. It's just getting assistance where needed, you know? And
yep.
And this is a passion we all have. I believe everybody in the Magic the Gathering community has. So until next time, keep spell slinging.